guest analyst this afternoon, Dan Bossy, president of Ag Resource Company. Dan, I guess you could call it kind of a risk-on day today with livestock markets higher and the grain markets with traders adding to their short positions.
I think that's kind of it. You know, we went home on Friday where it was risk off, where we had people covering shorts in grains and taking off longs in livestock. It's kind of all reversed today when, of course, the Iranians attacked Israel, and now everybody's wondering whether there'll be another step to this whole dance. But at the moment, anyway, it was a day that people just kind of got back to normal and markets retreated in one area and rallied in another because of that accordingly.
Yeah. Do we just kind of, what's next, I guess? Where do we go?
Well, I think it's a lot of choppiness. I think we're kind of range bound in both livestock and grains. It's hard to sustain trends, and I don't see any reason why that would change. Maybe we need to get crop in the ground or have some kind of fundamental development, but at least for the moment, looks like the choppiness is here to stay.
Yeah. Do we watch planting progress and those types of things now too, or is it still early enough yet where it's not going to matter yet?
No, we still will watch planting. I mean, we all watch these kind of things. So it's going to be planting progress. It's going to be crop conditions. It's going to be daily forecasts. It will still stay the headlines in the Middle East. But, you know, for now, with crude oil prices down about $1.30, that kind of came off the front burner. But it's macro and it's weather combined, which will, I think, will be the key for the grain markets here. For another couple of weeks, we get to the calendar to May, and then we'll start thinking ahead of that May crop report. But it's just not there today.
Yeah. Dollar value, too, is kind of a headwind, I think, too, right?
Well, yeah. No, down in Brazil, the real reached 5.2-1, and Brazilian farmers sold about 800,000 tons of soybeans a day. So they were gleeful to reward the weaker currency. And that does weigh in Chicago. There's no doubt about it in terms of the extra hedge pressure that we endure.
Sure. Now, you mentioned a little bit of livestock. Anything else there that we need to be aware of?
No, I think that's pretty much it. I mean, we're all watching the Mideast with concern, but if it doesn't have a direct impact on oil supplies, I think we kind of relax, and that'll kind of set the landscape here going. So most people don't want to get too bullish or bearish. They just want to stay close to the vest and manage risk accordingly as we get into more of a weather season probably in a couple of weeks.
Ag Resource Company President Dan Bossy.